all sorts of material enjoyment. Of all sorts of material enjoyment. Akuta bhayam. Free from all doubts and fear. Yoginam. Of all who are self-satisfied. Nripa. O King. Ninitam. Decided truth. Harihe. Of the Lord Shri Krishna. Nama. Holy name. Anu. After someone. Always. Kirtanam. Chanting. Some say with this verse, the Bhagavatam's main point is introduced. The main point of the Bhagavatam is really that Krishna is identical with the holy name, and therefore if we chant his holy names, we will certainly come to the perfection of our life. Translation. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. There's a purport. In the previous verse, the great necessity for attaining attachment to Mukunda has been accredited. There are different types of persons who desire to attain success in different varieties of pursuits. Generally, the persons are materialists who desire to enjoy the fullest extent of material gratification. Next to them are the transcendentalists, who have attained perfect knowledge about the nature of material enjoyment and thus are aloof from such an illusory way of life. More or less, they are satisfied in themselves by self-realization. Above them, so these are two types of people. First type wants to enjoy. Others are already satisfied within themselves and no material enjoyment is an illusion. And so above them are the devotees of the Lord who neither aspire to enjoy the material world nor desire to get out of it. They are after the satisfaction of the Lord, Sri Krishna. In other words, the devotees of the Lord do not want anything on their personal account. My dear devotees, we will continue with this verse and the purport tomorrow. So please allow me, considering the time, to stop here where a very, very, very important point is made by Srila Prabhupada. I will repeat the point in a moment. Please let us offer our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Before starting my attempts to explain this verse a little bit more, I want to again greet all of you. I'm very honored and very pleased to be in the Nairobi temple. I'm very, very surprised and delighted. I did not expect that we have such a wonderful Krishna conscious operation in Nairobi. I never went here. So very honored and very pleased. Also, I can see there is a modern machine. I think I'm seeing many people on the internet at the moment. I want to also greet you. Next time, please come to Nairobi. It is wonderful here. So, let us again read the verse. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. So in his purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that there are various motivations in which people carry in their lives. Most are after material success. They want to enjoy the fruits of this world, wealth, women, and various types of sensual pleasures. But there is also a good group of people who have seen that these things are not satisfying to the real self. One remains uncontent. Or as I was on the plane, I talked to stewards and people next to me, and they were interested, oh, he is a monk traveling, and I told them, yes, this is a very good way, because most people are after material enjoyment, but that enjoyment can not give them the contentment of the heart. And then one steward said, oh, Swamiji, you are so correct. People lack inner peace. They become more upset and distracted with this philosophy, enough is not enough. That's materialism, you know, more. But then there are people, so many people see the illusory nature of this and they turn to some spiritual path and they renounce this world. But Prabhupada says the devotees cannot be found in either the first category nor the second category. Devotees don't want to enjoy this world, nor do they want to get out of it and leave it. They have another purpose, and that is they want to satisfy Krishna. This is a different category. Bhakti is the third way, if you so want. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains to us, if you want to practice bhakti and feel that tremendous happiness which comes in your relationship with Krishna, your eternal relationship, then there's only one motivation which you need to have. If your motivation is you want to enjoy the fruits of bhakti, that will not bring you to bhakti. If your motivation is you have fear of this world and you want to run away from this troublesome material existence, you will not get bhakti. And now please listen. If you do bhakti only out of duty, I have to do this, I must do this, otherwise I'm fallen. Then you also will not be able to taste the fruits of the bhakti, which is something in relationship with Krishna. There's only one motivation which will bring you bhakti, and that is you must do it out of love for Krishna. That means you must try to please Krishna. This is an important point for what we are trying to do for these coming hours and 2 days are now left. If you sit in the kirtan because you think it's my duty, if I don't show up, what will the devotees say about me? You will not have bhakti. If you sing in the kirtan because you just wish to get out of the trouble of this world, you will not get Krishna. You will not get bhakti. If you do kirtan because you don't want to suffer, you will not get bhakti. You have to do kirtan because you wish to please Krishna. You are thinking, my Lord, we have a relationship. I broke that relationship. I went away. Now I'm turning around to you. And you pray, please accept me. Then your kirtan is wonderful. Then you will enter the world of real kirtan, of bhakti. There's a very nice verse which many of you know, which explains this mood of a devotee. It comes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I will say it in English. It says, my dear Lord, I have forgotten you for so many long years in this material world. It's a long, 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 long time. Many lifetimes have passed and I have not turned to you. But today, I'm turning to you as your sincere and serious servant. I want to give service to you. I want to please you. Please accept me. When Srila Prabhupada gave us an idea, what is the mood behind the Hare Krishna mantra? What is the meaning of it that we chant? He said, it's a call, a sincere call, like a child calls to the mother. It's a sincere call for Krishna. My dear Radha, Hare, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. This is the call of the awakening soul who wakes up from the sleep of forgetfulness, who wakes up from the darkness of this inner darkness of avidya, and who now turns to the Lord and says, please, I don't wish to live my life independent from you any longer. Please accept me. Very, very nice. There are many explanations about the Maha Mantra. One is the explanations, beautiful explanations of Gopal Guru Goswami, who prays to Krishna for this for the beginning of love. I want to turn to you in love. He says that Hare Krishna, or that Krishna means, hey Krishna. Krishna means, hey, 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 please, here, I'm here. Ruchya bhavatu me. O Krishna, please, may I develop taste for you. Some genuine attachment and love. Some taste. Some devotional feeling. May I. And it means, as much attachment, my Lord, as I now have for worldly things, I pray that a similar degree of attachment may develop in your holy feet. So this is how the kirtan devotee sits in the kirtan. He says, my dear Lord, due to my timeless ignorance, my timeless forgetfulness of you, I have completely turned away from you. I'm very distant from you. But now I'm sitting down for kirtan. Kirtan means I glorify you, my Lord. And please, I know on my own I cannot chant the holy name. There's prayers also there. Please, you must give me some taste inside, some attachment, so that I break this attachment for these worldly affairs. Srila Rupa Goswami has written one very nice composition. It's the Krishna Namashtakam, where in one verse he goes very deep in this point which I'm trying to make today in the morning. It's a prayer for taste in the holy name. Because I think you all know, you ultimately will do only the things you have taste for. Yes, you can do your chanting out of some sense of duty. Oh, when I was naive, I gave a promise, 16 rounds each day. I didn't know what that would mean in my life. I was foolish and inexperienced in life when I made this. And you know how difficult it is to keep up your basic vows of chanting 16 rounds when there is no taste. You will sit and eat for an hour or 2 hours your meal. You will sit before and meet with your friends and talk about all kinds of things because you have taste for this. So for chanting, you need some taste. And the devotee turns to Krishna in a sincere prayer. Agadhamana Yashodananda Nandano Noso. It means, O Krishna, you are the destroyer of sin. O Krishna, you are Yashodananda. Your Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, is very affectionate. You are the son of an affectionate mother. You are also very affectionate. And Nandan Suno, you are the son of Nanda Maharaj. And Rupa Goswami goes on to say, you are the Lord of the gopis. You are the moon of Vrindavan. And Pranata Karuna, you are so merciful. Karuna means merciful to the pranatas, that those who are very fallen, like me. Please, I have one prayer to you, Krishna. Please increase my taste in these and all the many names which you have. The devotee knows my heart is dry. I'm a foolish soul who has turned away from you, my Lord. Now, give me some feeling for you, some taste for you, then I can chant. So I would like to speak, therefore, in the beginning, this is the first part, tomorrow is the second part, on how, what the scriptures say, how we can develop taste in the chanting. Genuine taste, which makes us forget the material enjoyment and makes us run to Krishna. Wow, I have so much taste for Krishna. Oh, I must go there. It starts by talking to your mind a little bit. During the chanting, when you sit down and chant, there will be a time when you notice, oops, where am I? I'm in the temple. Oh, my mind was just somewhere else. I was thinking about the shopping list, my sabjis, which I have to buy. This for Matajis, what do men think about? Money is not there in my life. I must do something. This deal I must do. Or he heard me. He said something bad about me. Oh, this rascal, I show him. It's a typical male thought, aggression, defense, and so on. You notice while you chant, all of a sudden my mind is, where was I? I'm sitting here in saintly company. I'm chanting. Oof, what happened? What happened, my dear devotees, is your mind went away because there was not enough taste. And you went to the material subjects. And there is one very important understanding in spiritual life. You are where your mind is. A student may sit in the university, but if he thinks all the time of his friends and where he will go, then when the teacher says, hey, what did I just tell you? I don't know. It was something intelligent, most probably, but I don't know. You are where your mind is. Therefore, this Hare Krishna is described as a mantra. It is working on the mind. It brings it somewhere else. When you connect your mind with this mantra, mantra also means a vehicle that transports you if you sit in there. Can you understand what I'm trying to say? So as you are chanting, you are very lucky when you see, oh my God, my mind is not here. I must bring my mind in a determined effort back to this chanting, back to this kirtan. Only then you sit in the kirtan. When you are when you are thinking of somewhere else, your mind has driven you somewhere else. You are not there. We say, therefore, focus, concentrate. Now I will surprise you. Most of the time, you are with your mind somewhere else. This is a phenomena of the modern man. He's most of the time not present in what he does. He's not focused. He's not concentrated. He is spaced out, not spaced in. When you chant, you must catch your mind. That's the first very, very beginning stages of chanting. Oh, where was I? Where was I for so long, my dear Krishna? I was absent from you. So many long years, I have forgotten you, my Lord. Even in kirtan, I am not with you. Oh, no. Oh, where am I going? Oh, mind, foolish mind, dushta mind, rascal mind, says Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to the mind. No? And then you must, in order to bind the mind, you must give up illusory attachments to this world. You can chant when you have, with humility, genuine humility, when you're convinced that no one and nothing, not your money, not the people, can save you. You must now go to Krishna. Only Krishna can save you. And for that, you must practice a little bit detachment. Like one of the offenses we know when chanting is to maintain material attachments. No! Material attachments pull you one way. You want to go now the other way. You are an awakening soul. You want to Krishna, to go to Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, a chanter has to give up illusory attachments. That is, first of all, strong love for the material world. Second, you have to stop to identify yourself with the material body, which is made out of flesh and bone. I'm not the body. I'm a servant of you, Krishna. Then you have to give up your attachment to so many things other than Krishna. And then you have to stop being a servant of Maya. Now I know you will say, oh Maharaj, why do you say all this in the morning? Oh Maharaj, you destroy my whole day. I'm really identified with my body. I have so much attachment for, you know, I'm building a good new home now. And you tell me I should give up the things of this world. And I know it is difficult. I know that you have to go with your mind, to your mind, and sit down with your mind and tell him. This is very nice, the scriptures say. You go like this, see, my brother mind. You talk to him like to your brother. Bye, bye. You say, bye is brother. I know, Gujarati. Bye. Sit down now. We have to have some serious Easter ghosty here. I want to become a devotee. I want to break out of the chains of Maya. This has only given me repeated birth and death and misery in it. So let us sit down. Can we have an Easter ghost here? The mind says, not if you tell me to give up attachments. No, no, no. I will tell something which is pleasing to you. Come sit with me, my dear mind. The mind comes and sits, and you say, see, it's very serious what I have to tell you. My dear mind, everything in this world is born, it appears, and it dies also. It's not permanent. We have to also die one day. Please see that these attachments which I have in my heart and which you cultivate my mind are like intoxication. For a moment, one intoxicated man is very, very, very happy, but then when the intoxication goes, he is ill, he's unhealthy, he has become a slave of alcohol, he destroys his relationships in his family, etc. So these things, my dear, might see practically, they don't bring satisfaction. They don't bring eternal bliss and knowledge. Please see this. Now, my mind, just come with me in the kirtan. Only the kirtan, nothing else. Only the kirtan. Sit with me, my mind. And I have something wonderful for you. It's the holy name. You just absorb yourself in the holy name. It will be very nice. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O bird of my mind, you always fly everywhere. Joop, 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 joop. I have brought something very beautiful for you. It's the holy name. And when we chant this, Krishna is Pranata Karuna, is so merciful, and he helps me. He helps us. Like the prayer goes, O Krishna, Ruchi Bhavatu, may give me taste, give me a higher taste. Come, my bird of the mind, come, sit and eat this food of the holy name. Remember, mind, the day will come when they will carry us to the funeral pyre and our son will put fire in our mouth and burn our tongue. Then we cannot chant. Now you have a tongue. Eat the fruit of the holy name. It is most ecstatic. Stay with me, mind. And my dear devotees, just by this attitude, it's called in Western philosophy, the via positiva, means the positive way, you will be successful. If in Kali Yuga, you only have the via negativa, it's a Latin word that's used in Europe, means the way of the negation. I don't, no attachments, no sense enjoyment, no fleeting attachment. It will be very difficult. But the Sankirtan is such that even an unqualified man and woman and child and insect even, they also get benefits. The mosquitoes of Nairobi welcome a little bit outside of the temple room. They can stay there. Everyone gets benefit just by this one thing, combining the mind with Krishna in his most merciful form, the holy name. It's called the Nam Avatar. Of all avatars, Nishingha, Varaha, Matsya, Koma, no? All avatars, the Nam Avatar, the avatar of Krishna in the holy name, is very, very powerful. You must only practice this one thing. Don't be absent when into the holy name. Don't run away from the holy name. Don't turn your back to the holy name. No, when you chant, have this motivation. I will turn now to Krishna in the form of his holy name. He is identical, the deity is identical with the name Krishna. It's Krishna. And you can expect miracles. Even the great yoga master Patanjali, at the opening of the Yoga Sutras, he tells us what is the meaning of yoga. It means to still the movements of the mind so that it does not fly away like this bird of the mind and flutter and be there and there, flickering mind, Reska mind. It's to still the functions of the mind. And he then gives various procedures, yoga procedures, but then he says, the same and even better benefit can be obtained by turning to Ishvara, to God. And how do you do this? You chant his name, and he talks a generic name, Om. Yeah? Because when you chant his name, that is what the commentaries say. One commentary to this is from Vyasadev. He says, the holy name, which is entirely spiritual, will come to the mind and spiritualize it. And he gives an example. The mind is like a cold ball of iron, and when the holy name comes, the holy name is like fire. Matter is dull, but the spiritual nature is vibrant. So it's like fire. And the holy name then enters like, when fire enters a ball of iron, what will happen with the ball of iron? Pranata Krishna. When fire enters a ball of iron, what will happen? You know everything. Pranata Krishna Prabhu? No, Prananat Krishna Prabhu informs us. When he is, knows everything. When fire enters an iron ball, eventually it will turn into fire. It's hot, it's very hot. You can take the iron ball, roll it into some forest, and the forest will be ablaze. Prananat Krishna, thank you for your deep insight. This is what happens when the holy name enters your mind. Hare Krishna. Reska mind is gone, and the good mind, which remembers Krishna, which loves Krishna, is coming. This is why this sadhana of chanting is so powerful. But you must learn to not run away with your mind in kirtan. If the fire is here and the ball of iron is there, it will not work. If the holy name is there and you are with your mind somewhere else, you will not be spiritualized. A child can understand this. So my request to you is, when you sit in the kirtan, please be present-minded. Please tell your mind, oh, make an Easter ghosty. Okay, make a deal. Yes, there is also, this is for now 3 hours or 8 hours. You stay with the kirtan. You stay with the holy name. And all of a sudden, a transformation will happen, which is almost unexplainable. You cannot explain it with the mind. But if you chant, you may chant 120 rounds a day, and your mind is not with the fire, you will have a little benefit, but not a good benefit. You may be a famous kirtaniya and go from kirtan event to kirtan event. If you don't bring your mind to the holy name, but you allow it to turn away from the holy name, the benefit is not there. So therefore, all devotees, since time immemorial, have prayed, give me taste. Because with taste, my dear devotees, you will very much be with the holy name. You will become very ecstatic. You can see today. Time is up now. Tomorrow, which is very important. Oops. I'm still good. You were very punctual. Tomorrow, we will deal with that one, with that point which Prabhupada makes in the purport to this verse. He quotes Jiva Goswami and he says, you have to chant, you have to avoid the 10 offenses. I will give a little idea what that could mean. But for today, I just wanted to make the point and give you a tool that as you chant, turn to Krishna and pray, my dear Krishna, I am a fallen materialist. My heart is like iron, very hard, very cold, not valuable. Now, my dear Lord, I'm trying to turn to you, but please help me. Please give me taste so that I will be with you. I thank you very much. We will end here. We will not take questions. We want to start our yagya by 9 o'clock. So I wish you a good appetite. Prasadam is waiting for you. And I wish you, in addition, a good fire of digestion. Yes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol.